Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Not only are the Kentucky Oaks and Derby days exciting in Louisville, but the 2 weeks leading up to the Derby weekend are filled with celebrations, competitions, and a host of activities for everyone to enjoy. Amy Boyd, Kentucky Derby Festival Vice President of Public Relations, says there's something for everyone to enjoy during Kentucky Derby Festival.
We work year-round to put on this two-week-long party leading up to the horse race every year, and it's kind of our one time to shine each year and really bring the community together for all these events. We have over 70 that we put on. Thunder Over Louisville is our big kickoff. We had a great weekend, great weather for that. We have our U.S. Bank Great Balloon Fest with five different ballooning events. We also have our marathon and mini marathon presented by Humana. We'll have around 12,000 runners in town.
Boyd says everyone loves the big events such as Thunder Over Louisville and the Great Steamboat Race.
The festival actually started back in 1956 to give people in town something to do leading up to the horse race. And we started with a parade, the Pegasus Parade, and have grown from that one single event to now over 70 events. And we add a few, it seems like, each year, just new things that people are doing and people are into. This year we've added flag football and kickball and a zombie party, a Derby of the Dead event down at the waterfront.
She knows some of the competitions are pretty unique.
Runners, cyclists, we have a steamboat events, and we race just about everything, it seems.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Boyd says one facet of Derby Festival many people don't see is an event featuring broadcasters from around the state and region.
We have radio stations, usually over a dozen of them that come in from out of town. We don't have any local stations that participate. They're all from around Kentucky. We have several from out of state, and we host them, show them true Southern hospitality.
He says that allows an inside look at the party leading up to the greatest 2 minutes in sports.
They come in on a Sunday, and they leave on a Tuesday, and hopefully they leave entertained, having had a great time, and leave also with full bellies, because we host them at some local restaurants. Usually try to take them to new and exciting venues in town. One of the places we'll go this year is the new Omni Hotel.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. Reporting from the Kentucky Derby Museum, I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.